This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Here in Los Angeles, we've got beaches, mountains, palm trees. What we don't have much of anymore, apparently, are one-hour TV dramas. There are 23 new hour-long dramas debuting in the broadcast networks this fall. Just two of those will be shot in L.A. County. The rest have departed for other parts of the country, part of a troubling trend for the entertainment business that sustains this town. Kevin Cloudon is director of the California Center at the Milken Institute, and he co-wrote a new study called Fighting Production Flight. Kevin, great to talk with you.
Pleasure chatting with you.
In the view of your study, what is driving away the TV production from Los Angeles?
Well, there are two things. The first straightforward one is that it's a more expensive location for TV dramas to film in L.A. and or in California in general than many other places. Costs keep going up for a number of these productions. But the other is there are a lot of different locations around the country now that are not only competing on cost, but also happen to have the staff to actually handle an hour-long television production. A decade ago, it would have been much harder to be able to film a TV show in New Mexico and North Carolina and have the confidence that they'd be able to pull it off over the years.
If LA and California want to remain competitive, is the only choice to join the race to the bottom on tax incentives and so forth?
Yes and no. California actually has a nice incentive package that's worked rather well for the last couple of years in retaining a decent number of film productions and indeed some cable shows. The one catch is there's a big gap in the overall incentive package, and that's hour-long network TV dramas. They're not covered in the slightest. Mm-hmm. That being said, if you talk to a number of different people at the studios or the various producers, they'll say they don't need California to be at the same incentive level you might find in Louisiana or in Georgia. They just need it to be enough lower that they feel like they can match costs instead by the fact that they don't have to worry about the costs that come from maintaining a remote production.
Kevin Cloudon directs the California Center at the Milken Institute. Good to talk with you.